高中必修课程复习与检测英语试题一第一部分听力理解做题时先将答案标在试卷上录音内容结束后你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上第一节听下面五段对话每段对话后有一个小题从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项听完每段对话后你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题每段对话仅读一遍Text 1
If I send this package third class, how long will it take to arrive?
About 2 weeks. If you use EMS, it is $35 more expensive, but it can get there within 2 days.
Text 2.
I'm sorry, I had a bad cough, but I will manage to make my presentation.
Thank you for your spirit, but let's not take a risk. You will need to rest your voice for next week's report.
Text 3.
I don't think I'm ever going to find the article that my professor told me about.
Go to the reference desk. The librarians there can tell you how to track it down with the help of the computer.
Text 4.
Jennifer,Would you be interested in serving on a membership committee this year?
I'm on a bus and can't catch you very clearly. Can I get back to you on that?
Text 5.
How did you like the concert? I found it really moving.The conductor almost burst into tears in the end.
I love classical music, but the conductor seemed a bit inexperienced.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Hello.Motor Insurance Department.
Oh, hello. I'd like to ask about insurance for my car.
Yes, of course. I will just take a few details. What's your name?
Patrick Jones.
And your address?
It's 40 Bank Road.
When would you like to start the insurance?
I will need it from the 30th of January.
Right, Mr. Jones. I'm getting a couple of quotes coming up on the computer now, and the best bet looks like being with a company called Red Flag, and that comes out at $480 per year.
Well, that seems okay. It's quite a bit lower than I've been paying.
Hello, Motor Insurance Department.
Oh, hello.I'd like to ask about insurance for my car.
Yes, of course. I will just take a few details. What's your name?
Patrick Jones.
And your address?
It's 40 Bank Road.
When would you like to start the insurance?
I will need it from the 30th of January.
Right, Mr. Jones. I'm getting a couple of quotes coming up on the computer now, and the best bet looks like being with a company called Red Flag, and that comes out at $480 per year.
Well, that seems okay. It's quite a bit lower than I've been paying.听第七段材料，回答第八九题。
Hi, George. Glad you're back. Crowds of people have phoned you.
Really?
I felt just like your secretary.
Sorry. I went into the library this afternoon to look at a newspaper, and I came across something really interesting.
What? A book?
No, a brochure from a summer festival, mainly Spanish music. Look, I've got it here.
Spanish music? I really love it. Shall we go then? Spoil ourselves.
Okay. The only problem is there aren't any cheap seats. It's all one price.
Well, in that case, we could sit right at the front. We would have a really good view.
Yeah.Though I think that if you sit at the back, you actually hear the whole thing better.
Yes, anyway, let's decide when we get there first. Hi, George. Glad you're back. Crowds of people have phoned you.
Really?
I felt just like your secretary.
Sorry. I went into the library this afternoon to look at a newspaper.And I came across something really interesting.
What? A book?
No, a brochure from a summer festival, mainly Spanish music. Look, I've got it here.
Spanish music? I really love it. Shall we go then? Spoil ourselves.
Okay. The only problem is there aren't any cheap seats. It's all one price.
Well, in that case, we could sit right at the front. We would have a really good view.
Yeah, though I think that if you sit at the back, you actually hear the whole thing better.
Yes, anyway, let's decide when we get there first.
听第八段材料，回答第十至十二题。
Hi, Sam. I'm thinking of applying for a job with a multinational company, but I'm worried about having an interview in English. Can you give me any good tips?
That's a tough question. I guess the first thing is to try to make a good impression.
All the people say that, but I just don't know what to do.
Well, let me see. You should learn a little bit about the company before the interview.Find out what they do, what their business concept is, that kind of thing. You should also anticipate possible questions and think about how you will answer.
Should I memorize my answer beforehand?
No, definitely not. You should be natural when you speak.
I never thought about that before, but what should I do if I can't remember an English word when answering a question?
In that case, you can use other words to explain what you want to say.
That's very helpful, Sam. Hi, Sam. I'm thinking of applying for a job with a multinational company, but I'm worried about having an interview in English. Can you give me any good tips?
That's a tough question. I guess the first thing is to try to make a good impression.
All the people say that, but I just don't know what to do.
Well, let me see. You should learn a little bit about the company before the interview. Find out what they do, what their business concept is, that kind of thing. You should also anticipate possible questions and think about how you will answer.
Should I memorize my answer beforehand?
No, Definitely not. You should be natural when you speak.
I never thought about that before. But what should I do if I can't remember an English word when answering a question?
In that case, you can use other words to explain what you want to say.
That's very helpful, Sam.
听第九段材料，回答第十三至十六题。Hello, this is Land Transport Information at Toronto Airport. How may I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'm flying to Toronto Airport next week, and I need to get to a town called, Milton. Could you tell me how I can get there?
Milton, did you say? Let me see. I think that's about 150 miles southwest of here. In fact, it's 147 miles to be exact. So it will take you at least, say, 3 to 4 hours by road.
Wow, is it as far as that?
Yes, I'm afraid so, but you have a number of options to get you there, and you can always rent a car right here at the airport, of course.
Right, well, I don't really want to drive myself, so I would like more information about public transport.
Okay, in that case, the quickest and most comfortable is a taxi, but it will cost you.You can also take a Greyhound bus to Milton.
I think for that kind of distance, a taxi would be way beyond my budget. But the bus sounds okay. Can you tell me how much that would cost?
Sure, let's see. That would be $15 one way, or $27.50 return. That's on the Greyhound.
Oh, that's quite cheap. Great!
Hello, this is Land Transport Information at Toronto Airport. How may I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'm flying to Toronto Airport next week, and I need to get to a town called, Milton. Could you tell me how I can get there?
Milton, did you say? Let me see. I think that's about 150 miles southwest of here. In fact, it's 147 miles to be exact.So it will take you at least, say, 3 to 4 hours by road.
Wow, is it as far as that?
Yes, I'm afraid so. But you have a number of options to get you there, and you can always rent a car right here at the airport, of course.
Right, well, I don't really want to drive myself, so I would like more information about public transport.
Okay, in that case...The quickest and most comfortable is a taxi, but it will cost you. You can also take a Greyhound bus to Milton.
I think for that kind of distance, a taxi would be way beyond my budget. But the bus sounds okay. Can you tell me how much that would cost?
Sure, let's see. That would be $15 one way, or $27.50 return. That's on the Greyhound.
Oh, that's quite cheap. Great!
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Welcome to our business class. Today, we will discuss if a consumer has to choose between two products of the same price, what factor determines the choice? They choose the one they think is of a higher quality, Business analysts usually speak of two major factors of quality. One factor is reliability, and the other is what we call features. First of all, what's reliability? A product is reliable if it can maintain a reasonable amount of time without needing repairs. When people thought about the product quality, they used to think mainly about reliability. Today, it's different. But don't get me wrong, people do still care about reliability. It's just that manufacturing standards are now so high that... Take cars, for example. Today's cars are all very reliable. So reliability is important, but it's not the deciding factor. Features are gaining more attention. The things a product has that aren't really necessary, but make it easier to use or make it cool. For example, new cars today are loaded with features like electric windows, sunroofs, and so on. When people are comparing products today, they look at features. You can check out our school website to find more resources about our business class. Welcome to our business class. Today, we will discuss if a consumer has to choose between two products of the same price, what factor determines the choice? They choose the one they think is of a higher quality. Business analysts usually speak of two major factors of quality. One factor is reliability, and the other is what we call features. First of all, what's reliability? A product is reliable if it can maintain a reasonable amount of time without needing repairs. When people thought about the product quality, they used to think mainly about reliability. Today, it's different. But don't get me wrong, people do still care about reliability. It's just that manufacturing standards are now so high that... Take cars, for example. Today's cars are all very reliable. So reliability is important, but it's not the deciding factor. Features are gaining more attention. The things a product has that aren't really necessary, but make it easier to use or make it cool. For example, new cars today are loaded with features like electric windows, sunroofs, and so on. When people are comparing products today, they look at features. You can check out our school website to find more resources about our business class.
录音内容结束。